traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Down the road where we didn't
Just so you know.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Tune into WMFO on Friday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. for the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. It's a genre-jumping sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music.
I want you to trip like I do.
Every episode has a different theme, like the Tears of the Gods sound collages it alternates with. The program explores an extremely wide range of music styles, including rock, jazz, funk, punk, electronic, ambient, metal, country, classical, disco, and J-pop.
I love it so much.
So listen in on the web stream at WMFO.org or the 91.5 FM Hertzian waves on Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts, non-commercial, community, freeform radio.
Some people really like it and some just don't.
I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad and he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story, except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh. Oh,
in the corner. The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Sumiu,
sumiu,
sumiu. know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every babe wasn't able to make it up for you to be open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me you hope you won't tell you die, till you die. But you're still alive, and I'm here to remind.
Johnny walked to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. Cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. The vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How, why, and when, and where to go. How, why, and when, and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La, 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, I'm on TV, it makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now I'm in a million pieces, picked up for deliberation by the people listening in awe. By the people watching on the telly. By the people listening at home. By the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me. Dr. Worm, I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm.
Walk all evening, yeah. There's no one out tonight. turquoise all along West Avenue, while those blackbirds make their noise.
There's nothing to do. The city's been down.